Tessa Don't See Ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to another episode of Do You Really Know Them, animated by Jai and I. In today's episode, instead of discussing three different personalities, we decided to only talk about two, and not just anybody. There are important figures in the music industry, but we are letting your imagination run until you discover who it's about.
Hi, so now let's talk about a boy band. Who would you think of if I told you about an extravagant rock band and a tongue lashing? Of course, it's none other than the iconic English band The Rolling Stones. Since the band's inception in 1962, the four rock stars have made their mark on the music industry. Nowadays, the group has over 26 million listeners per month on Spotify. And if I have decided to tell you about them, it's because they have made a comeback after an 18-year absence. After worldwide hits like I Can't Get No Satisfaction and Pain in Black, the band, now sadly down to three members after the death of drummer Charlie Watts, released a new single on the 6th of September called Angry. This new single will surely please fans of the band as it fulfills all of the band's eccentric codes as the key and the mood. Above all, the new song erases the fact that the rock stars will release a new album on October 20, titled Acne Diamonds. It's their 24th studio album, and it is composed of 12 tracks and includes two recorded songs with the drummer Watts in 2019. In addition, there are many guest stars such as Elton John, Lady Gaga, and Paul McCartney, and more. Fans will be delighted. The Rolling Stones are back and ready to make some noise.
Wow, it's really interesting. Now, let me ask a question. What first comes up in your mind when you hear the word K-pop? BTS and Blackpink, obviously. But even if BTS and Blackpink paved the way for the globalization of K-pop, you can't forget about Twice, one of the big four of K-pop. But who are they, and why are they less popular worldwide, even if they're just starting to get international recognition? Twice is a South Korean girl group composed of nine women: Naeon, Jonghyun, Momo, Jiho, Sana, Mina, Daeyeon, Chaeyoung, and Tzuyi. They debuted under the JYP Entertainment Company following a survival show called 16. The reason why they didn't get as much success worldwide as Blackpink, it is because of the girl of the group's concept that it was quite childish and was more designed to please Koreans, especially Korean men, rather than to get international attention with titles such as Like He, Dance the Night Away, What Is Love, TT. However, if you ever heard of Twice, it is probably because of these three songs: Fancy, I Can't Stop Me, or The Feels, and more recently, Set Me Free. They are more serious, which is logical because now they are grown adults. This change in the girl group's concept caught the attention of many international K-pop fans, and songs started to blow up on social media, such as TikTok. The nine women did multiple world tours with dates in Japan, Korea, and North America, but never in Europe in their 7 years of career. That was until 2023 when they finally announced European tour dates, notably one in Berlin, which was really not a good promotion move. Indeed, they announced it a little after the controversy surrounding member Chaeyoung, who wore a rare Sex Pistols shirt with a Nazi cross on it. She later apologized, claiming that she didn't know the meaning. Overall, the Ready to Be tour was a success, with a broken record at the SoFi Stadium in LA, and for the first time, individual performances with an amazing cover of Seven Rings by Ariana Grande, performed by Mina, or New Rules by Dua Lipa by Sana. However, the group has been really active with two albums, two world tours, and three solo albums, and that just between 2022 and 2023, raising concerns regarding the health of the girls, because K-pop is not only about singing but also dancing, and Twice is very well known for their complex choreographies, causing a visible weight loss, especially for Mina and Sana. If you're curious, here are some of my personal recommendations: Go Hard, Make Me Go, Moonlight Sunrise, When We Were Kids, Basics, Cry For Me, Scandal, and Funny Valentine.
Wow, this girl band seems so cool and powerful. Oh no, it's already the end of our podcast. Now you're a specialist in K-pop and rock and roll. Thank you for our listeners, and see you soon for the next podcast of Do You Really Know Them?